the hard mission and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 9 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
It's February 23rd, the greatest day ever. On the 23rd of February, 1861, Abraham Lincoln avoids an assassination attempt on his life. He was so stressed out by the experience, he decided to calm his nerves by taking in a show at the theater. Have a great February 23rd, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Rich Thomason.
Confirmation of President Biden's nominee for budget director is anything but a sure thing, and quite the contrary. Moderate Senate Republicans and one Democrat say they cannot support Neera Tanden after she spent years trashing Republicans and other lawmakers on Twitter. Members of Congress demanding answers from security officials about the U.S. Capitol riot last month may be getting some of those answers later today when a congressional hearing is held. The coronavirus pandemic is not forever. According to President Biden, he spoke at a White House memorial ceremony last evening for the 500,000 Americans whose deaths are attributed to COVID-19. Right now, stock futures are mixed on Wall Street. Dow futures 16 points higher. NASDAQ futures down 223 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour. An electrifying guest joining us in a few minutes.
Was sitting watching TV in my living room when I heard something crash, then a gigantic boom. I looked outside and on the lawn was a big propeller blade, a massive chunk of a plane. Then parts were crashing down and exploding like thunder. A turbine engine, then a wing flap and a rudder, and then a wing and a fuselage tumbled down in flames. A giant chunk of a plane. All the parts were labeled Boeing, and no one knows where they're going. Dodging pieces of the engine debris from the cockpit. Then the tail fin comes down flaming, metal shrapnel shards are raining, smashing, cracking, pieces breaking. What a terrible way of the plane in. They're losing parts up in the clouds. It all came down and crashed into my house. The craziest thing, totally insane. Still cleaning up these parts of a plane.
It is 5 minutes after 8 o'clock. A heavy dose of culture coming your way shortly. Oh, not that the weather isn't.
I was going to say.
See, I got to be careful. I left my participle dangling, and I always get punished when I do that. First.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
All right, we bottomed out around 35 this morning. We're on our way up now. We're at 37, on our way to a high in the low 70s today, after 70 yesterday. And again, I'll tell our guest, one week ago today, our wind chill factor was 9. So, yeah, we're on the mend. Clear, not as cool tonight. Overnight low 40. Tomorrow, the beautiful weather continues. We'll be in the mid-70s tomorrow with sunshine. Oh, boy. Parts of Texas are going to go to near 80 today after being frozen last week. Near 70 on Thursday as clouds increase. Risk of showers by Thursday night into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A few spotty showers here and there, but spring-like warmth continues. Right now this morning, 37 degrees, clear skies, 8:07.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Every once in a while, the electrifying story is the guy that's sitting in the studio with us. And for a number of reasons, he's been a good friend to our show for so many years now. And ironically, it occurred to me this morning when I realized that David Cangelosi was going to be able to join us, that I think he was the last guest that we had in the studio before everything started shutting down. Usually you're a little bit later. It's more in March, right?
It's either late February or in the first couple of weeks of March. That is true.
But I remember you were here on my daughter's birthday one year, which is March 12th.
Correct.
And he sang Happy Birthday.
Dear Goose.
Oh, I have that here somewhere. I don't know where I put that.
Wow.
But my daughter got the biggest kick out of that, played that for all her friends at Zoo Miami.
It's funny you mentioned March 12th, because last year, March 12th was and we're going to talk about this coming up here, was the last concert, classical vocal concert, that appeared here in Montgomery, Alabama
before the world shut down.
Yeah. And we have my performing arts friends and I have all been out of work ever since that day.
Right.
Wow.
However, we're coming back here on Thursday of this week for our comeback concert, which will be the first concert of its kind back in Montgomery since the shutdown.
This is great.
And
this
one of the first performances for any of us. And I'll talk about that if that's okay with you.
Of course. No. How did you survive, you know, this?
It has been probably the most devastating, it is the most devastating professional setback that any of my performing artists, colleagues, and I, and many other people, I'm not discounting the difficulties other people have had, but for the performing artist, it has been the worst situation, set of circumstances we've ever come across in any of our careers, and that goes for people who are much older than me and much younger.
Tell me that you're optimistic about a huge comeback and recovery for performing arts.
Oh, there's
arts.
No question. There, you mean for us?
Yes.
You know, this is our product that we do on stage. You know, if your listeners don't know, I'm a professional opera singer, and I've been on the stage all of my life. That's the only thing I've ever done. It's the only thing I know how to do, and I can do some teaching now. Our product is meant to be consumed a certain way. All the virtual experiences are great. My hat's off to all the people who have been doing that, films and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Our product, however, is meant to be consumed live in a theater. Why do you think there are so many performing arts halls and theaters in the world? That tens of thousands of them. Mm-hmm. Because there is an excitement that is attached to being live in a theater. Much the same way as when I would go live to our hometown, you're in
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Yep.
When I would see a Browns game mm-hmm. or a Cleveland baseball game
yep.
or Penn State game, it was one thing to watch them on TV.
Yeah,
when
oh,
I was
of course.
Actually
yeah.
in the stadium,
oh,
the
yeah.
excitement
mm-hmm.
factor is off the roof. That's what we do, and I am confident, very, very confident, that this the theaters will be filled again because
I
people
hope so.
They
want
miss it.
They
so.
Miss it. They want it. They yep. desire it.
So this is my first time actually having the opportunity to meet you in person. And when Greg said we had a very special guest coming in today, I'm really excited because my actual home was in classical vocal training. Mm-hmm. I was actually a first operatic Broadway style singer for 10
yeah.
years
yeah.
before I moved to the country music sector sure. and hit the road touring and all of that. So definitely agree 100% on our product is meant to be consumed live and in person. And just like you stated, this is what people are looking for. They're looking for that opportunity to come out and just take everything in because we've lost so much
right.
in the last year.
Do we have a moment that I could tell about it a little bit, Greg? Is that
we
right?
are going to have plenty of time.
Sure.
Plenty of time. I finally found, and I also want to play some of Jesse's music for you.
Be happy to. Happy to hear it.
This is Old Friends Day here.
Yay.
But it is electrifying. By the way, here is Mr. Cangelosi singing to my daughter.
Happy birthday, dear Goose. Happy birthday to
That was better than I remember it going, actually.
Right off the cuff, too.
Love it.
Did you have to practice all through the year just to keep your voice in tune and then, you know, ready?
Throughout this year, I want to tell you, a lot of people have gotten very rusty because
sure.
just our spirits mm-hmm. were so deflated
yeah.
that it's hard to sit down. As contracts fell one by one by one,
yeah.
you know, I was supposed to be in Paris and I was supposed to be in Buenos Aires. I was supposed to be back in Washington, New York, Chicago. As those contracts fell, Dallas, as they fell one by one by one,
mm-hmm.
There was just nothing to sit at the piano to warm up for, to
sure.
get ready for.
Right.
And so this concert now that I'll talk about here in a second is a comeback of sorts for all of our artists, and it kind of forced everybody to sit down at their pianos
Excellent.
And get their voices tuned back up
yep.
In order to give you an electrifying performance this
His
coming
name is
Thursday.
David Cangelosi. He brings the biggest dose of culture we get all year to this morning show. And he's a snappy dresser.
Yes.
I mean,
thank you.
I do have a vest.
You look great.
Not
you
the waffle,
the
not the end. I've lost a little weight.
We were saying you have trimmed down. I have to say you look terrific.
Now you got him.
You've got him.
I always said, and we were saying this off the air, I used to love Charles Osgood, and he used to always say, I'll see you on the radio.
Radio.
So I got the idea that everybody was looking at me all the time,
right.
So I thought I should dress up for my hosts.
Well, there you go.
And,
I think people see this show in their head.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what Rich looks like.
Oh, yes.
Everybody's happily getting acquainted with Jesse's
yes,
look.
Yes, very, very beautiful young lady.
Well, thank you.
I'm like the pet you've had in the house for a long time that hopefully won't have to be euthanized anytime soon.
Look, he's shedding.
So we'll be back with more in just a moment at 8:14. Brought to you by Mr. Electric. Look, their business model is this. Certified master electricians. Upfront pricing. Estimates done at a time that's convenient for you. The work performed at a time that's convenient for you. Any electrical need, installation, repair, or a free checkup on your home's wiring and fuse panel, call 245-1566, 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com. Local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Air Force has identified the student pilot killed in last week's deadly plane crash in Montgomery as 25-year-old Rinchi Yusaki. Air Force officials say it will likely be 30 to 60 days before we know what caused the crash Friday night near the Montgomery Regional Airport. Alabama State University is partnering with Montgomery Public Schools to help get MPS employees vaccinated. Starting Thursday, ASU health professionals will administer 800 coronavirus vaccine doses to MPS employees. And Selma police are investigating the city's second murder of the year. Police say 38-year-old William Smith of Orville was shot and killed early Sunday morning. The shooting happened near the intersection of King Street and McLeod Avenue. Right now, no arrests have been made. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. On-site preview of items is Wednesday, February 24th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bidding opens at 11 a.m. February 18th and closes at 11 a.m. February the 25th. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Lucy, meet Jesse Lynn. This is a great song.
She's terrific.
I'm digging it, man.
Hold on, what's this feeling? That's my heart you're stealing. That's okay. I don't want it back. What's this chemistry? Such intensity.
How about that?
I tell you, music is music is music, and a good voice or great voice can always be recognized, and that is just terrific.
Well,
I am telling
you.
I want to tell you.
That song is, it's a great tune. It should be a hit.
I say a hit's a hit.
We had Olivia Newton-John on our show a week ago today, and I'm going to send that to the guy that booked Olivia onto our show, and to another guy that works in the business, has been a friend for a long time, and saying, hey, put this in front of a few people.
Yeah.
I used to do, that's what was, you know, I can't sing, I can't play an instrument, but I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
Yeah. And I got my name on a couple of albums, not for anything in the way of a performance. So I'm so glad that we got to share this gifted young lady.
I'm privileged to hear.
Well,
I really am.
Thank you.
Really terrific.
And I've got actually a brand new EP coming out next Tuesday, so I'll have to actually send you that whole project, which that song is on, and I'd love to get your contact info as well and send it to you.
I'd love to have it.
Let you guys have a free copy.
Well, we're going to be giving some of those away at Baumhauer's, aren't we?
Yes, not tomorrow, but next week on the 3rd. It's going to be kind of a little release party celebration for our listeners. So I am going to bring some copies for our listeners.
All right, David, tell us about...
all right, so let me tell you what's happening. You know, for the last... Because I've been coming on for about a decade, and you guys have been so kind to have me in.
Mm-hmm. You're our favorite guest.
And no, come on. I've been coming on down to Montgomery, Alabama since the mid-90s. It's my adopted hometown. Uh-huh. And we set up a professional vocal... institute to try to get young people involved in the classical vocal arts in this area. We teach them for free. Because of COVID restrictions, we cannot do that this year. That is understood.
Right.
However, we were able to jump through all the appropriate hoops to still bring a live concert to the public this coming Thursday at 7:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
at Troy University's Davis Theater downtown.
Beautiful.
Yay.
Yes. We are going to do approximately 1 hour concert. There's no intermission, so it'll be done straight through. Every COVID protocol will be followed for the safety of our audience, as well as our singers on stage. It remains an absolutely free concert. There will be all kind of, you know, the social distancing, the temperature checks, the mask mandate. So it's very important that everyone feels comfortable and protected as we take these baby steps toward being back in the theater again. Each artist that I'm bringing in, you know, I've brought a dizzying array of opera stars, sure. The world's greatest, yes, which you don't see in Montgomery, Alabama every day. No. You know, so it's really special for the people who love opera or are opera curious, right, to just come in. There's always something on the I program all the hits. There's always something for everybody, including some nice musical theater. Each artist this year that I'm bringing in has distinctive accolades at the Metropolitan Opera, as well as all the top opera houses in the world. And there's lots of sizzle attached to this concert this year because, as we mentioned previously, we were the last concert to perform in here in Montgomery of its kind before things ended.
People are ready.
And it will be the first back.
Absolutely. That's
great. The concert really is meant to bring unity, joy, beauty, and, you know, a small sense of normalcy back.
He radiates
back
this
to the
stuff.
No. Yes. Now, you must reserve tickets for this, but it can be done. There's very limited seating.
How do we go about that?
Yeah, people can go to Montgomery Symphony. This is a program of the Montgomery Symphony Orchestra, so they can go to montgomerysymphony.org. We've got a nice, easy ticket form, so we can contact Trace and know who you are and that kind of thing. Or they could call the box office at the symphony offices at 334-240-4004. It's easy to find. The little box office at the Davis Theater will also be manned the night of the concert in case we have any extra seats. But there's very limited seating. It's a big theater, but we're only allowed a fraction of folks in. If the Barclays Center can reopen like they're doing in Brooklyn, we can open back up.
What a great venue that is.
Yes. It's beautiful to sing in.
Yeah, it is.
What time is showtime again?
7:30.
And okay.
It's absolutely free. I've always thought I wanted to teach students who were interested in the classical vocal arts here in Montgomery, Montgomery for free. We never wanted there to be a barrier, an economic barrier for students who want to learn. We've taught hundreds and hundreds of students over the last 14 years, 10 years we've been doing the concert that we're talking about right now. But we thought, got all these great opera singers in town, let's let them sing for the public. And I wanted that to be free too, because I just want people to come in and enjoy the glories of the human voice.
That's so awesome.
Well, I know you folks are excited, and I know the audience is going to be really ready to get back and enjoy this.
Oh, my singers and musicians that are coming down, they're jumping out of their skins. They cannot
great.
Wait to
wow.
get here.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, everybody's been COVID tested. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been tested before they come. Tested while they're here, and they're allowed to get tested while they. So it's after they leave, they'll be tested. So this is really an all comprehensive, safety first, huge enjoyment second event this coming Thursday, Davis Theater for the Performing Arts, Excellent. Troy University Davis Theater at 7:30 p.m. We really want folks to come out.
And we warm the weather up for
your
performers.
It's spectacular. My people are coming down from New York and those areas are like, we can't wait to get out of this and get where the sunshine is.
A little warmer,
And you guys have always been great hosts. The city of Montgomery is one of the friendliest in the United States of America. And all these artists who perform all over the world, by the time they leave here, they concur with me that this is one of the greatest places in the nation and on earth to come visit.
We love hearing
this
that.
Is exciting.
Yeah. David Cangelo, so you bring such a touch of class to our show, and I bring such a touch of gauche. I just happened to be visiting a friend's blog, and what I see there, the J.G. Wentworth opera commercial.
Yeah, I see that. I see the horns on her head over there.
Are those Real opera singers in that commercial?
I think those might be actors and doing some voiceover. I've seen that commercial before. You know, we've gotten into that stereotype over the years of the big, large singers, and there are those, but the ones I'm bringing down here, they all look like models. The men could be from GQ, the women could be from Vogue, and they're spectacular singers on top of being beautiful
people. The truth, Mr. Cangelosi, looks like you walked off the cover of GQ. No BS. All right, it's so great that things are, you know, this is like a not just a sign of spring, but life in general coming back.
We're on the back edge of this.
Some
it's time.
Of normalcy. Yeah, and case numbers are dropping.
Thank goodness.
At 40%.
Too, yeah.
I'm happy to see live music coming back. It's so refreshing and a breather.
It's wonderful for the audience. It's a deep breath for everybody to enjoy.
Yes.
And I expect to hear more out of you.
Well, I am actually just about to reserve my tickets because I just checked my schedule and it looks like Thursday night I am actually home for once and not on the road. Usually I do the morning show here and then we've got shows kind of locally and then we travel on the weekends. But Thursday night looks like an open night.
Please come in and see us. And this goes for your listening audience. And there's always somebody, there's always several people who have come up to me and are there at the concert because they heard me on this show.
No,
you've been great friends to us for a long time.
And we hope to continue to be for many more years to come, my friend.
Thank you. Come see us, folks.
We'll be
again, it's about an hour, no intermission, straight on through, and it'll be the best evening you've had in 1 year,
next,
I guarantee you that.
Next time you come, we'll be in a brand new home, one floor below here. And
can't wait to see it.
It'll be state of the art, so.
Can't wait to see it.
Yeah, we're going to get the asbestos out of the room and everything.
You all just look terrific, and I'm so happy to sit here in studio live. It's a great thrill for me today, as it always is.
Thank you, David. It's 8:26. We got to hit the traffic dungeon now.
Like Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident, 3500 block of Birmingham Highway. That's on Highway 31 as you're headed into Montgomery, right around the Kenworth truck place. Use caution right there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Around Montgomery, light to moderate everywhere. We have a little congestion on the Wetumpka Highway at Congressman Dickinson and Northeast Boulevard. That is about it. No accidents in the Montgomery Metro to tell you about at this time. Shopping's incredible at Premier Place. After shopping, eat at Poblano's, King Buffet, or Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Senior living doesn't have to break the bank. A full and active lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village, and it's all included. Come tour their newly renovated facility and find out about their 2 free-month special through April 30th. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
All roofing companies slow down in February and March, but you know what? The good folks at C&G Roofing, my friends George, are going to do something very special for you. They're going to save you some money, $250 credit toward your deductible and or the new shingles on your roof. Right now is a good time to do it before, you know, summer gets here and then everybody's going to be busy. Call them today. Want you 313-3958 or Google them at C&G Roofing. 313-3958. Save some money today.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
License number 15033.
Senior living can be fulfilling and affordable. Like a new renovated facility, 3 chef-inspired meals daily, transportation and companionship all included in one low monthly rate. Ask about their free month specials through April 30th. Visit caravitavillage.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Study done that says people kiss their dogs more often than they kiss their significant other. Anybody surprised at that?
No.
Can't say that I am.
I kiss my horses a lot, though, too.
Horse, you know, that should not sound strange to people since I spent many years in that universe.
Yes.
They're very sweet. And they are...
affectionate animals.
Yes. And smart. They know you. They react to you. Not maybe with those, you know, like they won't leap into your lap like Chase does, but.
Let's hope they.
Yeah.
You're really that special happen. Like Jay. Yeah.
God rest his soul.
At 8:32, again, our thanks to David Cangelosi, as we know him, Opera Man. What a great guy. What a man who's just dedicated to expanding that culture to others, and he's just so dedicated. And it was so hard to hear him describe this last year. We remember, you know, first we thought, okay, we got to take a couple of weeks to bend the curve down on Corona, and then before you know it, one after the other, every event, every entertainment venue is canceled, one right after the other. And
talking about all his friends that had to move out of New York, and who knows when to ever go back.
Yeah, I don't think Broadway is reopening until...
No, until June. Last we heard, unless Governor Cuomo or Mayor de Blasio.
Yeah, two of the great political leaders of our time. It is 8:33. Let's take a moment and talk about the Seafood Bistro with our friend Jay Scott.
Hey, Jay.
I'd be happy to talk about the Seafood Bistro. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, and they're open up at 11 a.m. today, just as they are every single day of the week. So if you want to get yourself a lunch, you can go over there and dine in if you'd like to. You can go inside, sit down, and dine in. You can get it to go, or you can get it delivered. Use the delivery apps on your phone to have it brought to the home or the office. Also, don't forget that those delivery apps also have the menu. So even if you're just thinking about what can I get from the Seafood Bistro, just go in the delivery apps, look at the menu there, or go online to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. Theseafoodbistro.com. It has the full menu there, pictures of every single thing on the menu as well, which makes the decision that much more difficult. Call them at 279-7500 for the Seafood Bistro. Open up today and every day at 11 a.m. Like and follow them on Facebook.
Here's a question to consider. Should two nuns who broke quarantine rules to help in an exorcism be punished for breaking COVID
exorcism?
Protocol? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they were needed at an exorcism.
Those are more common than you think.
Yes.
They really do happen.
Church does not like to
advertise.
They put this story on the same page with the COVID numbers, and I'm looking, wow, 59,000 exorcism. No, that's the... But the number of cases of COVID, that's just dropping.
40%? Is that right?
Yeah, very dramatically. all of a sudden. But, you know, I watched, just to cheer myself up the other day, I watched the documentary on the Spanish influenza of 1918.
Oh, just to cheer yourself up?
Yeah, because that only took, 500 million people worldwide. Jeez. And do you know that that one, there was no vaccine. It just disappeared.
Oh.
This is the scary thing about these viruses, is that they can materialize. Well, we know where this one came from, the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. But that one, there's always a patient zero. It could have been some guy in an army center in Kansas.
Okay.
Starts at one point, and then...
That's the one that's, yeah, the Spanish flu? Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
They called it that because Spain was the only one that was, like, doing it. Was making the news about it public. So it was coming from there. We were covering it up, although they think it started here, Kansas.
Yeah.
We were covering it up for military morale, things like that. We were trying, and other countries were doing the same thing. They had it. They weren't talking about it because it was a weakness in your military.
Mm-hmm.
Spain was the only one that didn't have any kind of embargo on, like, don't talk about it.
That's how they got the rap, huh?
And that's how they got it, yeah. But you're exactly right. Somewhere in Kansas?
Some outpost in the middle of nowhere in the state of Kansas. Yeah, it's really an amazing story. Yeah, and I sure felt a lot better after watching that. 836, traffic check, Rich's weather next.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident, 3500 block of Birmingham Highway. That's on Highway 31 as you're headed into Montgomery, right around the Kenworth truck place. Use caution right there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Around Montgomery, light to moderate everywhere. We have a little congestion on the Wetumpka Highway at Congressman Dickinson and Northeast Boulevard. That is about it. No accidents in the Montgomery Metro to tell you about at this time. Shopping's incredible at Premier Place. After shopping, eat at Poblano's, King Buffet, or Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Strict attention to detail, that's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. Engineered for maximum performance and with the dependability you demand. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama State University is partnering with Montgomery Public Schools to help get MPS employees vaccinated. Starting Thursday, ASU health professionals will administer 800 coronavirus vaccine doses to MPS employees. The Air Force has identified the student pilot killed in last week's deadly plane crash in Montgomery as 25-year-old Rinchi Usaki. Air Force officials say it will likely be 30 to 60 days before we know what caused the crash Friday night near the Montgomery Regional Airport. Anselma police are investigating the city's second murder of the year. Police say 38-year-old William Smith of Orville was shot and killed early Sunday morning. The shooting happened near the intersection of King Street and McLeod Avenue. Right now, no arrests have been made. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Anybody know what day this is?
I read somewhere it's Tuesday.
It's just a regular Tuesday.
Tuesday?
It's Tuesday, right? So what are we doing today?
Well, I know what I'm doing today!
Party like it's Tuesday!
That's the lamest thing I've ever heard. You think that's lame?
Well, obviously you haven't heard
a show?
There's more where that came from.
I don't know if I can take all the excitement.
Well, you better get ready.
You better get ready.
Because it's showtime!
And our Morning Maroon nominees are coming up shortly. First,
don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
The morning chill will fade out quickly. We were in the upper 60s on Sunday. We know how beautiful that was. Yesterday, when the sun came out during the afternoon, we got up to 70. Today, I think we'll do better than that. Probably low 70s today. Probably mid-70s tomorrow. How about this for spring-like warmth after, last week at this time, we were in the single-digit wind chills. High today around 72 with sunshine, clear, cool, 40 tonight. Then tomorrow, the beautiful weather continues with more sun up into the middle 70s for a high temperature, near 70 on Thursday as clouds increase. Maybe a risk of some showers from time to time in a period from Thursday night through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but, you know, just a shower here and there. And the spring-like warmth will continue right on through the weekend. We'll be in the 70s over the weekend. Right now, this morning, clear skies and 37. The time, 8:41.
Hey, you want to hear some sounds from Mars?
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing.
Sure. Yeah.
Space gases. Oh, that's the... This is the first audio recording.
It's like wind. It sounds like wind. Yeah. But yeah, it's amazing. And that's it.
That is amazing.
That reminds me so much of Mars.
What is this?
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Of course.
It's the whole space gases thing, kids. Morning, Maroon. Why am I blushing? Morning,
Maroon.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're located in Peptry Shops on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week. We're more than happy to trade you for anything, any jewelry, gemstones, diamonds, coins, things of that sort that you no longer use or wear or so forth. Or we can remake it or you can walk away with a check. So let us come and help you evaluate what your assets are worth. Stop in. Appointment's not necessary. And we're open 7 days a week and see what we could do and might surprise you big time on what your assets are really worth. Thank you.
Why do I go to Chappie's? I go to Chappie's Deli for their delicious breakfast sandwich. I always feel at home at Chappie's, and they have anything that I'm craving for breakfast.
Chappie's Deli, serving all your favorites for over 30 years. Don't forget the car hop service.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. On-site preview of items is Wednesday, February 24th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bidding opens at 11 a.m. February 18th and closes at 11 a.m. February the 25th. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're still in a very, very sleepy state. After a couple cups of coffee, you'll begin to feel
awake. We'll help your day begin. There on your face, we'll put a grin. You made a great choice tuning in. A real good call.
We're happy that you did.
Of all the other frequencies, you found the perfect place to be. Let's start your morning with a big...
putting a charge into your day. Oh, God, that is... I just try to use it when he's not in the room. All right, let's bring in the great American Ayatollah dealmaker, best friend to our buddies in Iran, Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. Now, some of these are... We take death seriously, but here's a clear sign that the gender reveal thing has gone off the deep end. Yeah. A Michigan man killed earlier this month when he was struck by shrapnel from a gender reveal cannon being used at a baby shower. So because he paid for that with his life, that's not funny. But on the other hand, this, there seems to be this effort to try and outdo the most outrageous gender reveal. One of these days, they'll just let go of pink and blue balloons or something. And HelloFresh gets a corporate nod. Coca-Cola got it yesterday, and they'll get it again this afternoon on Happy Hour. The Coke beans, by the way, are hilarious. They're dropping vanilla Coke. It's too white. But HelloFresh in the United Kingdom apparently delivered a package to somebody's house with a full bottle of urine in it. Now, in more conventional maroons, we're going to start in the UK since we were just there. A bus driver, check this out. I don't know who the maroon is, the bus driver or the authorities there. A bus driver in the UK who crashed because he was dancing behind the wheel of his bus has been suspended from driving for 2 years.
What?
Yeah, he's going to get his job back. I mean, if you're dumb enough to dance behind a bus, you think they take a more, you know, while it's in motion, with passengers.
Yeah.
They might take a...
he's probably trying to get on TikTok, right?
Who knows these days? Now, guess what state we're going to?
Oh, it's got to be Florida.
It is. 21-year-old Richard Lee Ortego was pulled over on the interstate near Vero Beach Saturday night for doing 120 miles an hour in his Volkswagen. He almost hit some other cars, did not pull over right away when the cops got behind him with their Mars lights on. When he finally did pull over, he told the cops there were two reasons he was going so fast. One, I didn't know driving reckless was illegal. Two, he was listening to an obscure rap song called Asiento Vente by an aspiring rapper named Track Insano, and Ciento Vente means 120, so I was driving 120 because of the song.
Yeah, well, in his defense, that song really gets my car going, too.
Maybe give him an A for creativity on that one. But.
And then finally, we have 20-year-old Ethan Birch and 19-year-old Chad Cherchensky. They had a run-in with police in western Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Not sure what they were angry about, but they drove to their local police station later that night to lodge a complaint. When they got there, the police realized they were drunk, both underage, Ethan's car in the parking lot, so guess what? Busted for drunk driving. The other guy lost his cool. He's now facing charges for underage drinking and disorderly conduct, so...
I think our leading candidate has broken two rules, not knowing that reckless driving is against the law.
Right.
And, when a rap song comes on that is named in Spanish 120, that doesn't mean you need to go 120.
I agree.
I think he needs to be the one.
He is a clear cut.
I drive 55.
I can't drive.
I drive 55 every time Sammy Hagar comes on.
And
I get honked at.
That's the name of that dangerous driving song, Ciento Vente, so just be careful. Now, if you want to take great care of your car and partner up, well, you never have to think about where you need to go for a tune-up, for a repair, for new tires. It all happens under one roof at all three Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire locations. They have certified technicians at each spot, state-of-the-art diagnostics. If your check engine light comes on, go there and find out what it is before it becomes a issue that has you on the back end of a tow truck. When you need tires, they give you a price. Pick the brand you like. They get them all wholesale, and they always quote a price that includes installation. And for just the basics, you know, the works, oil change, tire rotation, rolling inspection on those tires, inspecting the brakes, checking the fluids, and getting you back on the road ready to go, especially if you've got a trip of some kind planned, stop at any one of the three locations. Don't let inconvenience prevent you from doing that, because they will get you to your next destination or get you back to your car. Just let them know what you need. Serving all of Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's, Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison if you work for the government, perfectly located, and on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, serving Southeast Montgomery.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at River RiverRegionContracting.com or like us on Facebook.
As a business owner right now, you're reevaluating, you're reinventing, and you're rethinking how you do business. And if you're paying too much for Spectrum, maybe it's time you reconsider your provider. WOW Business provides the same reliable service at a better value, backed by our 24/7 customer support. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com to get 2 months free when you sign up for business internet at just $49.99 a month. Save more when you add a phone line. While you're finding more ways to do more for your business and your community, you need a partner you can count on. And with WOW Business, you get a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. So you can rely on your connection, reconfigure your budget, and reimagine what your business can be. Switch to wowbusiness.com. That's switchtowowbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply. Visit us at switchtowowbusiness.com.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and 2/3, 3/4 of the crowd that comes in at night wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand-patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
No doubt the holidays and all the rain we've had has taken its toll on your carpet. So, Peaches and Clean is offering a sweetheart of a deal for February. You get 2 rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for only $99. That's right, 2 rooms and a hallway clean by our certified professionals at Peaches and Clean for only $99. For those expensive Oriental rugs, Peaches and Clean has the area's only climate-controlled rug room. At Peaches and Clean, we take your health seriously. Our staff follows all CDC guidelines for your safety. If you live in the Montgomery Three-County Metro, the Lake or Auburn Opelika areas, don't miss Peaches and Clean's February Sweetheart of a Deal. 2 rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Not good with any other offers or coupons. Restrictions may apply.
Call us up at Peaches and Clean.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customers. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Menthol Meredith. No.
What?
I want to say that.
It's a case of editing.
It's too late to dump that so I don't sound so stupid. By the way, the market is looking real good. Of course it is.
If you're in it.
Yes. It's dropped down 250 points this morning.
Look at that. It says it's fallen to its lowest since January of 1929. No,
Dear
that's January 29th.
Diary.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Greg got in the market. Dear Diary, please sell.
What I meant to say was, hey, Brittany, Menthol Meredith has your back.
Everybody's talking about this whole free Britney Spears thing, and when I first heard about it, I asked Verna where Britney was doing time to see if it was anywhere I'd done time, but then Verna told me she's a prisoner in her own home. Oh, house arrest. No big deal. Just your run-of-the-mill lewd behavior at the Piggly Wiggly produce department will get you house arrested. Been there, done that. Man, the worst part is that ankle monitor. It is dang near impossible impossible to get a pair of pantyhose up over that sucker without ripping them to shreds. But in the end, with some Crisco, focus, and determination, it can be done. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. We got a hot new FedEx guy, so I need to try and get the cat puke out of my tube top before he shows up.
Always something there. All right, let's visit our friend in agriculture. Locally.
Whether you're
planting a crop or trying to get rid of some weeds or anything in between, it's Eddie from
Good morning. Center. How are you, Mr. Gray?
Good.
He's all right. A little slow this morning, but he's there. No, I'm kidding.
Well, that's okay. I'm that way every morning.
Yeah, but you see, I've been up since 2, and that I'm supposed to be a little further ahead of you and everybody else at this point.
You ought to be awake and ready by now.
Some coordination issues. What's happening as we get to the last week of February now? This year will be 1/6 older a week from today.
And I believe spring has sprung at the farm center. We've been busy this morning dipping seed and selling soils and folks getting potatoes ready in the ground. I mean, it's happening around here now.
Loving the warmer weather.
Yeah, warmer. Going to be a pretty couple of days, so I think things are looking up for the spring.
Yeah, we hope that the last of the mega cold is gone. And we come out. When you plant potatoes, is that a seed or is that a? And I have never done that.
Well, it's an actual potato, Greg. Just like you would go in the grocery store and buy a potato. It's just a potato, and you cut it and make sure that each piece has got an eye on it, and you put it in a row, and it grows.
Wow. You know, I may try that this year.
Well, come on and see me.
How deep into the ground do you need to bury it?
They're fairly shallow, a couple inches under the dirt.
That's it.
Yeah, about 2 to 3.
Real potatoes?
Yeah, real potatoes. And then
yeah,
you just
real taters.
Pick them. I mean, I have a friend of mine in Eddie. You may see folks that do this as well, but we take the big, huge plastic tubs from the big cow mineral block licks, and once those are empty, we clean them out and put the potatoes in them, and so when the potatoes are done, all you do is just dump them.
That's right. And you can actually start on the bottom and just add dirt and have layers of potatoes.
Yeah, and then just dump them all when they're done, and so you don't have to pull them or nothing. You just dump the tub.
You know, you talk about it, we've actually got some tubs like that around here, some raised beds and all that, so anybody that's interested, we can help them with that.
See? Looky there.
That and so many other things. And save me a gallon of man tail shampoo, please.
Oh, we got it. We don't want you to go looking bad. We got you covered.
I appreciate that so much.
Nice. He's got you covered.
If I give you the money, can you pick that up for me?
I can pick it up. You just let me know when you want me to go get it, and I will be happy to grab it and bring it to you.
Every time I make plans, I have several people I like to visit when I go to Prattville. I've got 2 or 3 places I stop, Prattville Farm Center always being one. And, of course, the best dog food, full tack section, big equipment, small equipment, tools for the individual gardener up to the full-fledged farmer. All at one great location. Your hours, please, Eddie.
We're here from 7 to 6, Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturdays, and we take Sunday off. We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive across in front of Pig Enterprises.
We sure appreciate you, man.
All right. We appreciate you, Greg. Y'all have a great day. Right.
Thanks, Eddie.
All right, folks, you know who is next.
Joey.
Oh, wow.
I'll be back.
Enjoying your retirement doesn't have to break the bank. Caravita Village has recently been renovated and upgraded. Their community is built on relationships. 3 chef-inspired meals daily, transportation, group activities, and a host of other amenities are waiting for you at Caravita Village. 1 affordable monthly rate. Ask about their 2 free month special through April 30th. Tour your new home today. Call 284-0370 or visit caravitavillage.com.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Airnell Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Is it a hassle getting your vehicle serviced? C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you work in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Riverside Chevrolet are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Riverside Chevrolet,